As we mark 10 years since Hurricane Katrina, let's get to a special New Orleans edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
This time I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans.
When it rained 5 days and the skies turned dark as night.
Oh, yes, we can, I know we can. Yes, we can, great gosh almighty. Yes, we can, I know we can.
Nick Spitzer is host of the public radio show American Roots from Tulane University and WWNO in New Orleans. It airs all over the country, and he is with us now. Nick, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
And you were one of more than a million people who evacuated the area of New Orleans for the storm 10 years ago. And a few days later, you were on the air with a special series called After the Storm, and you addressed listeners. This is from September 7th, 2005. Let's listen.
We've had to abandon our French Quarter studios for now and found refuge with our friends in French Louisiana's cultural capital, Lafayette. It's 140 miles west of New Orleans. This is a time of confusion, I think, but also clarity about what we most value, the people and cultures of New Orleans and the Gulf Coast region. We're mourning, but there's also hope that one day we'll return to a New Orleans that we recognize for its elegance, joy, and funk.
And Nick, we've heard from a lot of people this week about what's been happening in New Orleans ever since, but let me get your take on it. How has the city emerged 10 years later?
Well, I think we're a better city. I think we're a better city than I've ever known it to be. We have problems still, some of the same ones we had before Katrina in terms of poverty and violence and all the things that go with the history of the city as a colonial port and a slave port, frankly. But at the same time, I think we've been able to lift people's hopes and do an awful lot of things that a lot of people didn't think could be done. And it's been done in part through culture and music leading the way and helping people want to be back, want to rebuild, want to make it a better place, but still make it a place that connects to its past.
And hopefully want to listen to some music. And you've brought us some today that has to do with Katrina. Let's listen first to an older song that became very popular in the city after the storm. This is Louisiana 1927 by Randy Newman.
What has happened down here is the wind air changed. Clouds roll in from the north and it start to rain. Rained real hard and rained for a real long time. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline.
Now, this song was from 1974. It was about the Great Mississippi Flood in 1927 that left hundreds of thousands of people homeless along the Mississippi Delta. But how did it come back up after Hurricane Katrina?
Well, I think, he did it as an historical song back then for the concept album Good Old Boys. And Randy Newman had a history here. He still does, has family here, and spent his earliest years here when his father was fighting in World War II. So he has a connection here, and he had done that record, and locals loved that song. And so after Katrina, he ended up singing it a whole lot more again. And then he has that stripped-down solo version there, which I think is amazingly poignant, and it really captures New Orleans. There's the practical concerns of what are we going to do, but also a sort of a fatalism. They're trying to wash us away. Well, who's that? And there's a little undercurrent of sort of mordant humor. So I think a lot of people here always loved that song. And actually, he was here in town just the other day performing it for a lot of people concerned about the future of the city as well as the past.
Mm. Well, there have been some uplifting songs as well about New Orleans after the storm. Let's listen to another one. This is No Place Like Home by the Soul Rebels with Trombone Shorty.
I'm so New Orleans when I travel worldwide. They ask me what country I'm from. I say New Orleans, and they know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Woo! When I'm walking, I strut my stuff, 'cause I'm New Orleans proud.
You know what?
When I'm traveling, I just might stop to check you out.
Check.
I see my city is beat, and I can't sleep, and I don't even know why. I see my family and friends so far away. Sometimes I break down.
Orleans. This is what I love about New Orleans, is even in rough times, you always like to feel good.
Mm. Well, it took a while to get to that song. I think it was probably a couple of years ago that they did that. And, you know, but Trombone Shorty with Soul Rebels is a powerful combination because you've got a singular big star. I mean, people call him the next Louis Armstrong with his proficiency and his good vibes and all the genres he covers. And then Soul Rebels, one of the great brass bands. And so it's kind of hip-hop brass band music. And you know, unlike, say, some of the people that rap out lyrics and are talking about the troubles and traumas of life and their problems, this is a very upbeat, positive. You know, it's almost like something out of the 1950s. Let's go down and have fun in New Orleans. But it's inside out. It's from local. I mean, elsewhere in that song, he even talks about how he wants to get married in St. Louis Cathedral and be buried after a jazz funeral. He's plotting out his whole life, and I'm thinking, what rapper talks about, you know, getting married somewhere and going along with the way things are? But I think people here feel very positive about the city's cultural landscape and their place in it and how they want to use it to make it a better place in the future. And that's a great piece of music, I think.
Well, let's get to one more that you wanted us to hear. This is from the longtime New Orleans singer Irma Thomas. This is called Shelter in the Rain.
When your sad is bad and your bad is worst, and there's no who to turn to first, when you've done everything you can, no one's there to take your hand.
Moving song to listen to. And about a year after the storm, Irma Thomas told Scott Simon on NPR that she didn't have time to feel depressed about the storm. She said it happened and we have to move forward, and that she tries to look at it as a blessing in disguise.
Well, you know, she had always been a very powerful cultural citizen here. She's always asked that, you know, people get together and work together across lines of race and class. And so she's always been that kind of person. But I think Katrina really pushed her, and she had been the soul queen of New Orleans, which she still is. But then she instantly started doing old Bessie Smith songs about the 27 flood and doing blues, which weren't always in the soul repertoire. And then little by little, she really becomes very positive in voice and encouraging people to have that hope, to move forward. I think she just gives a lot of people a lot of hope by being strong in her own career. She, you know, takes a step up after Katrina, as do many musicians' careers here, as is the further dispersal of New Orleans music of all kinds to the globe. You know, culture kind of led things here, and then people have been rewarded for carrying forward that both locally and nationally and really globally, and she's one of them.
Nick Spitzer, what's happened to the music scene since Katrina in New Orleans?
Well, there's several things that have happened, and I find just fascinating. First of all, a lot of old gems, and some of them are a bit schmaltzy, everyone took them to heart. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans? A Tin Pan Alley confection from the late 40s? Well, you know, 1.2 million people could say, yes, I do. I do know the answer to that question in song. And so many people took what had been dismissed as tourist schmaltz and replayed it over and over again. For a long time, there weren't that many people here, so it was a struggle, and people had to do a lot more touring. But now there's many of these new Arrivistas here filling up the clubs. There's a lot of new clubs and new venues and ways to get the music out, and there's a bigger international audience. So I think it's stronger than ever. The brass bands seem to be all out on the streets. And then you're getting these new bands that are actually just relocating here to see New Orleans as a launching point, much as they might have once, I think, gone to Austin or to Athens, Georgia. You know, hooray for the riffraff. That's a good example. But there are many others, and it's interesting to see that. That's not without some tension. I think a lot of the enduring carriers of New Orleans tradition kind of say, wait a minute. But New Orleans is in a kind of new place, and this is part of the adjustment.
Nick Spitzer, host of the public radio show American Roots, joining us from New Orleans. Nick, thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me, and I hope everyone come down to visit us pretty soon. The fall weather is on its way.
Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans and miss it each night and day? I know I'm not wrong. The feeling's getting stronger the longer I stay away.
And this is, as Nick just mentioned, Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans, or New Orleans, as Louis Armstrong says there. You can hear all our DJ session picks on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now.